Blog Talk Radio.
Well, again, and welcome to Apple Capital Group Blog Radiocast. Tonight, we're going to talk about building your business credit, part one. This is going to be part of three or four series that's going to be 30 minutes long to talk about how to build your business credit, which is very important today. My name is Tim Jacam, your host tonight, and the topic, again, is how to build your business credit, part one. I'm going to talk about tonight five stages of what you need to do, how to build your credit, and why is this is really important. Why is it important to the business environment? Why is it important to creditors and so forth? Also, I'm going to talk about business compliance. Also, I'm going to talk about where to go to get these started accounts, and is it really necessary? Can I do this myself, or I need some outside company to do it? But I'll encourage you to do it yourself. It's not really difficult to do. To begin with, there's an old adage that it takes money to make money. This is certainly true for many business owners today. You have to spend money to make money. When you establish a credit, even though you had to pay a fee because I'm giving to you all this information for free, but you are going to have to buy some things and to establish some credit and pay it on time in order to build your business, which is essential. When you establish credit in your business, you're reducing liability to yourself as the business owner or the CEO or the sole proprietor, but you're trying to separate your business and separate your personal credit. So regardless what happened to the business, you only get affected about any decisions that you made on your business accounts. And it won't affect you on your personal credit. To begin with, if we look at the importance of building your business credit, let's look at why it's important. Number one, what's the lender's view? What's the creditor's view? What's the investor's view? What's the credit bureau's view? And what other companies are saying about your company? A lender's view, if I have an application that comes in front of me, and when I give it to the clerk and say, okay, pull the Dun & Bradstreet, pull the Experian, pull the Equifax and pull a PayNet or a credit.net profile. They bring all these files to me, ask her to take a look at it. Sometimes she highlights things for me. But as a lender's profile, if I have a company that has some good sales, is making a little money, but if I have a company that has no credit or limited credit and the company has credit, I'm going to go for the person who has a good credit profile, a solid credit profile. So on the lender's profile, it makes the application more desirable and it makes it easier to process and to get into credit for a review. Then versus a company who has nothing and they have to go back to you to get financial statements, they have to go get this or that. But if I look at a credit profile, and there's something on Equifax, there's something on Dun & Bradstreet, there's something on Experian, there's something on PayNet, there's something on credit.net. If I see that profile, at least there are some files there, it's better than none at all. But if you build your credit properly, if you have 25 creditors that we can see, it makes your application more desirable. I am more in line to give you credit because you have paid somebody on time and I can verify it and see it versus me having to pick up the phone and calling people. So on the lens view of it, it's great. It's wonderful to see someone that has good business credit. I love it. on the creditor's viewpoint, it makes you look pretty good. It looks like you have your business together, and it looks like if I go ahead and lend you money, I will have a chance to get paid back because I can look in the past to see exactly what you've been doing. If you're looking for investors, investors always want to run a credit report on the business. They don't need your permission for that. They need it for your personal credit, but not for your business credit. If I want to engage in business with you, and you're an investor or an angel investor or venture capital, it looks good for them to see that you are established. The only way they can verify that is that you are paying your obligations on time and you have some credit established out there. For me to put my money out there and take the risk on the account. Credit bureau. Once you get established and you have a good credit profile and you have good credit, you will get credit. The bureau will solicit your name as a good person to do business with, and all of a sudden, you know, you're going to get offers and calls from other businesses who wants to do business with you. And also for companies like the federal government, companies that you want to do business with, one thing they do, they take a look at your Dun & Bradstreet. They want to see how you pay your bills or if you're a legitimate business, or they look and see if you're compliant and are you file your corporation papers or you have a tax ID number. So it's essential for a business today to have a complete credit profile before they approach any bank for a loan. Essential. Again, a lender's view, a creditor's view like a supplier, an investor's view, if you want to get an angel investor or venture capital, that they want to look at it. Also, when it comes to a credit bureau view, the credit bureau look at you favorably. They will advertise you as a good credit risk. And people you want to do business with, the federal government, the state agencies, or your next-door neighbor in the same business park or office you're in, they say, okay, let me see how John Doe is. I never heard of them before, and even though they've been here for a couple of years, I just don't know how they conduct business. This will tell me how they conduct business, at least on the surface. What do you really need to get started? And I talked about this before in another episode. You need to make sure you list yourself as a DBA or a corporation or a partnership. Get your company filed with your, if you're doing a DBA, with your county, or if you're looking for a corporation or a partnership, make sure you file that with the state. And make sure when you file that, those papers that you list the officers who's going to conduct business in this company's name. Who's the president? Who's the vice president? Who's the secretary? Who's the treasurer? Those are important to be put on those documents as well. Also, you need to go to the IRS to get your employer identification number. You can go to www.irs.gov to get that, and you can do it online, and they give it to you in about 10 minutes. Also, you can go to Dun & Bradstreet, and Dun & Bradstreet is fairly easy. Just go to Dun's, but look for the tab that says for government contractors. If you do the government contractors, you will get it within 24 hours because they know that with an agreement with the government, you have a contract you want to bid on, and the government has to have a Dun & Bradstreet number to do business with because they need to put you in CCR, the contractor's registry. So you will, if you file your Dun & Bradstreet, that will label you as well. Also, I'm sure you have a telephone number that's listed. I would recommend go with your local phone company, get a landline first, then convert to something like Vonage or some other virtual number, voice over IP number. But first, at least for a couple months to get you branded, get a landline first and just spend the $60 or $70 or $100 that you need to get that set up. Also, today, a lot of lenders are looking at websites. At least start a page or two, something about us, and a nice page from WordPress or whatever to say who your company is. And make sure you purchase your own domain so that would brand you as well. Also, you want to get a bank account. and also establish a relationship or a lease with one trade. Let's move on to incorporating your business. Again, it doesn't take very long to get that done. You can go to your Secretary of State. Most of them can be able to be done online with $50 or $25 or $100. And again, when you do that, make sure you put down your officers. Next thing you want to do after you've done through that process, and you've got your done the brass read and you've done those compliant things I mentioned, the next thing you probably want to do is start with your starter account. And your starter account, I recommend, is a few companies. And the few companies are, one is called Quill. It's an office supplier. And another one called Reliable. Quill is www.quill.com. www.quill.com. They offer a wide array of products, cleaning, supplies, digital cameras, file folders, papers, pens, writing utensils, ink, toner, any office supplies. And also Reliable is another. Those are considered starter accounts. I don't order over $50. Order $25 or $50. They might give you a $100 line, but don't go over $100. Try to order around $50 or just a little over $50, and they're going to invoice you. And when you get the invoice, pay it immediately. You want to pay it within 30 days. Get it in before the 30-day deadline, because when they will report you that you paid it on time or you didn't pay it on time. If you get it at the end of the month, like if you're like the 25th of the month, you got the product, it will come on the bureau when they actually report the following month, but pay it on time. So Quill is one of a supplier, which is a net 30-day account. And another one is called Reliable, which is another net 30 account. Two office supplies. Make one purchase of $50 here, make one purchase of $50 there. Another supplier is called Deluxe, www.deluxefarms.com. And Deluxe number also is 1-800-328-0304. They are a supplier. They can make checks for you. They can do some custom pens and pencils, but they have a wonderful website. You can go to Deluxe. And they will be no more than happy to do business with you. And you don't have to pay any money up front. They will give you a line of credit, but don't be greedy. I mean, order $50 or $75, that makes it kind of worth it to them. Now, I think I was told this recently, Deluxe is putting some limits, putting them at minimum orders they now want. If that's the case, just order what the minimum is. It might be $150, maybe $100. But that's the cost of doing business. Buy the product and pay it within 30 days. Quill number, you can reach them at 1-800-982-3400. Again, that's 1-800-982-3400. And Reliable Office Supplies is 1-800-735-4000. That's Reliable. Reliable is reliable.com. And Reliable is another place you can get a 30-day account. And it'd be no money out of the pocket to you. A couple of others you want to try, part of your sort of accounts, is Gimpler. Gimpler is www.gemplers. It's plural. Sorry about that. And another one is Granger. Granger, you've seen them all over the place. Granger has supplies of industrial supplies for businesses. They're another place to go to get a 30-day account. So that's Granger, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Gimpler's is, again, let me see if I can find that number with for you real quick. had all my notes, and it disappeared. So their number at Gimplers is 1-800-382-8473. And let me get Granger for you. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. And Granger number is, wow, I thought I had it earlier. Give me a second. Excuse me. Sorry. They don't make things easier as they used to be. They used to have the number up here. Contact us. There it is. Okay. Granger is 1-800-323-0620. When you call them, make sure you have your tax ID number. They might ask for it. They might ask for your website as well for credit. But tell them you want you to bill them. You want them to bill you for the product, and they will go ahead and do that. Having a Dun & Bradstreet perfect credit is 80. It's a perfect score. I mean, you pay everything on time. Nothing is late. It's the equivalent of having a 750 FICO score on your personal credit. So that's like your A credit. If you're lucky to get something higher than that, they used to have in the old days 90, and people who pay early, they might get a 90, or your 90 would be 10. You pay in 10 days early, 100. Which is rare you ever see. That's also, you know, I haven't seen that in a long time. I haven't seen many people go over 80. Used to see it in the 90s and 2000, but I haven't seen a lot of people over 80 these days. In obtaining credit, your 30-day account, net 30, this means you're going to pay in terms within 30 days. And again, you want to take these accounts and you just want to get $50. So once it's reported, it will say you applying, you pay your bill for this account for, instead of say 50, it would say up to $100. So they think you bought them up to $100 for that account. So that's a starter account. You want to try, again, those vendors, and if you do that, you are really selling. Also, Dun & Bradstreet, probably when you do your DUNS number, they will probably give you a call you to interview you once they start seeing this hitting the account, and they want to get some information about your company. Be prepared. Make sure you incorporate it. If you're incorporated, if you're DBA, make sure you give that information. Don't give anything extra, but be prepared for that. That's why we ask you to get all those compliant issues out of the way. Kind of recap again is why it's important to have business credit. It is essential today. Most of the things are done virtually. People go online to do their credit review. They, instead of spending a lot of time and calling around to all your vendors, if you look good on your Dun & Bradstreet, if you look good with the other credit bureaus, if they call and pick up and see you have a business listing, you have a website, you have a telephone number, they won't go beyond that. You have an employer identification number. If those things are in place and they look pretty good, again, these are 5 suppliers. If that's on your bureau and you're paying them on time, even if it's $50, you know, 3 months later, go and spend another $50. And that's going to keep you a solid 80 score, and you are looking pretty good to get anything you want in the future. Kind of tell you what the process, once you do your starter accounts, then you move into another level. Another level that you would get into, there are accounts you can get with Dell, you can get with Radio Shack, you can get with Apple. You can get with Amazon, you can get Lowe's, Home Depot. I'll go through all of that within the next show. But start with this. Do this for 30 days. Pay it off. And then in a month, after you pay those things off, then let's move into the next stage. And that's what the next show is going to be all about. those particular accounts, you have now gone through your 45 days. Now let's apply for another set of things 45 days later. Don't do them back to back. Do those little five accounts first, then move forward and try to get something else after that. And that will be in the next segment. After month two, you apply for another line, which I just mentioned about the Amazon, the Home Depot, the Voyager card, and so forth. Then you move up in ladder. So you're getting pieces of credit little by little, but you're getting increases as you go. Here's a couple of questions some people have asked me so far. How long it takes to get incorporated? You can do it instantaneously, probably within one day. If you apply with your state, you file the information online, they will give it to you right on at that time that you're doing your filing, or give it to you within a day and send you a hard copy. I know Florida was sent to you right away. Denver, Colorado was sent to you right away. Kansas was sent to you. Most of those states were sent to you right away. Some were sent to you right away, but it will take maybe a day to mail those things out to you. That's how long it takes. I would say just plan on 24 hours for incorporation papers. Yes, you must list all your officers on, if you incorporate. You must list the president, vice president, a treasurer, and a secretary. You also want to buy a corporate kit for $50 or $25. Look online how to get a corporate kit, because you might have to be able to make a resolution if someone asks you to, in order to open an account. They say, well, I need a resolution to do this or that. So you will have those forms available, and you can be able to get it out to them. Make sure you read through the packet so you know what's there. What is the benefit for purchasing an age or shell corporation? Now, I didn't want to talk about that, but I will mention it. I'll probably mention that into the last segment. You can purchase a shell or a age corporation. It's going to cost you. It's not going to be $50. There are companies out there will sell you a domain, a corporation they incorporated several years ago. The older it is, the more it's going to cost you. Do you need to do this? It's not necessary. If you are selling things, or if you're moving forward with your business, I'll say just don't do that. Just unless you're in a hurry to get something established, buy a shell corporation. Don't bother to do that. Just go ahead and incorporate your own that you already know exactly, hey, this is mine. I know all the information about it. There's my history. Do I have to incorporate in the same state I did business with? You do. You can't be in Georgia and want to do business in Mississippi. When they call the local office, they're going to check and see where you do business in, where you're applying from. So if you have an office in Jacksonville, Mississippi, you do all your business out of, you need to incorporate in Mississippi. Because that's one of the compliance issues they're going to look for. Have you applied for the state you're doing business with? So apply in the state that you're doing business with. And you also want to get your tax, reseller license if you're a retailer. You can check with the local controller or your Department of Revenue. They'll tell you if you need certain exemption licensing for certain things. And it's usually it's free. How can I get credit from creditors who provided me products and services? That's what I've just mentioned to you. If you start this at the very beginning, and if a creditor, a low supplier, see that you have a small credit profile of five people you paid on time, they should have a problem of giving you a small line of credit. Someone wants you to do a little business with them, but you should have a problem of getting a little credit, at least $250 or $500 with them, if they see that you are responsible in paying everybody else on time. Someone in here writing about P.O. boxes, virtual offices, and drop boxes. I would say use your home address. They even know that it's a office I mean, it's not an office, but it's a residential. I'd rather have a residential that's established and I'm doing business out of than have a P.O. box. It's not going to work. They're not going to want to send something for a P.O. box so you can scratch it out. Virtual office, maybe, because there are some sizable companies that are making money out of virtual offices. Virtual offices is maybe like Regions, who has an office and they just they allow you to use their address and telephone numbers or address to mail things to. It's not a bad way of doing things, but they don't look at it a little bit more closely if it's too many companies in one particular location. Again, Google can do everything. They can tell you how many people are in a suite by typing in an address. No drop boxes. Yes, you need to, while I'm mentioning, you must have a landline. Do not use your cell phone. And the reason I ask you to go to AT&T to get a landline, because you're trying to get yourself established and get yourself branded. Do not use your cell phone to do business with. You can forward it to your cell phone, but you must have a landline in order to get started. Voice over P, yes, you can do it eventually, but at least get your business established. If you do what I ask you to do with those starter accounts, this will put you in a great position to get bigger lines of credit in the future. Another person is asking me the home address. I did address that a few minutes ago. Yes, you can use a home address until you get yourself established. And also, you want to get a merchant account as well. Getting a merchant account makes you established as well. And again, just to recap, why is it important to build your credit, your business credit? You don't have to be using your personal credit. Again, as a person pulls your credit, they lower your score, one, and you have all these inquiries. Business compliance, you want to make sure that you want to have your incorporation papers. You want to have your employer identification number. You want to have your DUNS number. You want to have your phone listed with AT&T or some local provider as a landline. You want to have a website. You want to have bank reference, bank account. And you want to have at least one trade supplier. Also, you want to go to Quill or Reliable to try to get an account established. Quill and Reliable, deluxeforms.com. Glimplers, G-E-M-P-L-E-R-S, Grandeur.com. And start with them first and then build from there. I would say after 45 days, then you can probably move into another stage of applying for another series of accounts. So keep it simple and pretty much go from there. All in all, if a person comes to me with a good credit profile, with a neat application filled out, I have something to work with. Investors have something to work with. Your business suppliers have something to work with versus nothing at all. So kind of keep that in mind. It's important that you have a nice, clean credit profile. This is who you are as a business. Again, it's a legal entity of its own. And one thing you always want to do, you want to continue to sell your product. Sell, sell, sell. You can do all the structural things. I see some people spend more time in trying to building their credit, trying to get loans on loans. They spend a half a year on loans, but they're not selling. So again, do these steps, build your business credit, sell your product, and not worry about anything else. Sell, sell, sell. And other than that, just go ahead and apply for credit. Do your profile. That's nice and clean. But outside of that, I will have another series next week to talk about step two, what you need to do. And I thank you for joining the broadcast today. Is there anything that we can do for Apple Capital, let us know. You can give me a call. Or email me at info, Apple Capital Group. I'm okay with Apple Capital Group, but thank you for joining for the broadcast this evening. And I look forward to seeing you sometime, listening, greeting you sometime later. Thank you for joining, and take care.